Into this hour's guest interview segment today, and joining me live in studio for his monthly update and report from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office is Sheriff Shane Johnson. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
Always stuff happening inside the Sheriff's Office, so appreciate
always
the
something.
Reports.
Yep.
Last month, when we had you on the air, we kind of discussed this just kind of at the end for a quick minute. Wanted to bring it up again to go more into detail, and that's the increased problem in DUIs around Lincoln County, and that's caught your attention and the department's attention.
Yeah, it has. We've seen an increase over past years, and I think there's a couple reasons for that, but it is a little troubling. We're well over 100 DUIs for the year. I mean, that's a large number. The other troubling thing that we see is that it's not uncommon to have them happen earlier in the day and even late morning, that we've seen some intoxicated drivers, impaired drivers that we've arrested. So that's always concerning. And I guess the other thing that I would say is we're seeing the alcohol levels, the level of intoxication, higher as well. So those, you know, it's measured in blood alcohol content, and the statute talks about a 0.08%, and as it's often referred to as the legal limit, which is a bit of a misnomer, but that's to say that everybody can agree at 0.08 that you're impaired, but the reality is you can be impaired lower than that, but then you add in drugs and everything else. But we're seeing numbers not uncommon, 0.25, even in the threes, 0.3, which is really intoxicated and certainly dangerous to have someone like that on the road. But that's not uncommon anymore to see those high numbers. And you're talking, you know, at times three and four times the legal limit of 0.08. So that's concerning.
And even more concerning, these are the ones you're catching.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's the ones that maybe you don't catch on top of that.
Right. And so we're certainly not under the guise that under the impression that we're getting them all. And so, you know, as you say, there's other drivers out there that we're not catching up with, that we're not holding accountable. But we try and make a good effort to do that. If we're tied up on calls for service, then, you know, there's those traffic stops aren't happening if we're tied up on other things. So we try and do some extra shifts, alcohol shifts and overtime shifts, to help try and bring those numbers down. But the other thing that I think there's a reality here, which we have a group of deputies that are really good at DUIs, and so they're good at detecting them, and it's a that makes a difference too. So you will see the numbers go up a little bit when you have deputies that are proactive and good at searching out DUIs and arresting DUIs. So that's a good thing. Of course, the goal would be zero, not because the guys and gals that we have as deputies aren't out looking, but because nobody's in driving impaired. But we'll continue to work on that and try and hold those people accountable. But it's a, you know, I worry. I've been in law enforcement for 33 years, and the thing that's always been worrisome to me about DUIs is that's just not viewed by a lot of people as that serious. Kind of like, you know, it doesn't get the attention and that it should, and it doesn't get the I don't want to say it's socially acceptable, but it's certainly it doesn't get the attention that it needs socially, I think.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an attitude, and that's worrisome to me as well.
So do you see your department partnering with other agencies such as the Highway Patrol and Wyoming Department of Transportation? I know they run safe driving campaigns on occasion. What kind of education do you think needs to happen?
Well, I think there's, you know, I worked traffic division in Las Vegas years ago. That was always about the three E's: enforcement, education, and environment. You know, change what can we do to change the environment where these things are happening? And Of course, education plays a big role, and then the ultimately enforcement, which, you know, typically the enforcement is our main, you know, out of necessity, that falls on us. But in the education environment, DOT, counties and towns, engineers, those type of things, we can maybe change some of those things like environment, of course, education, prevention coalition, and certainly the sheriff's office and other law enforcement agencies play a role in the education part. I know Highway Patrol has, you know, some campaigns against impaired driving. They put out some media material for us to pass on, you know, at times of the year where there's perceived to be a bigger problem, Super Bowl, New Year's Eve, those type of things, that we try and put out a little more education stuff. But there does need to be an attitude change, I think, overall about the seriousness of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's the reason that I view it so seriously is it's just dangerous for other people on the road. And we've had some horrific stories around here in Lincoln County, but, you know, everywhere, about impaired driving and the way it affects families and people losing their lives. So
you mentioned alcohol specifically. Are you also seeing a rise in other impaired substances that are causing impaired driving?
Yeah, and that creates a challenge as well, because for instance, marijuana, you can have a driving under the influence with marijuana, but that's a legal substance in some surrounding states, which creates some problems. Doesn't mean you can drive while doing it, but the detection process is a little more difficult. And so, you know, there's not a roadside chemical test that you can do for marijuana, like a portable breath test for alcohol. So there are certainly indicators that someone's under the influence of marijuana, and it takes some training. There's DREs, drug recognition experts, that are specifically trained to detect people that are impaired. Sounds like we're having a fire alarm.
Yeah.
That do a better job of detecting controlled substance as opposed to alcohol. Those drug recognition experts have some specific and specialized training in that.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. Sheriff, appreciate the update. Anything else on this issue specifically you'd like to mention?
No, not on this issue. I just be safe and find a designated driver if you're going to go out, and just be mindful of being careful out there.
Anything drivers should look out for? I mean, obviously we see should we be recalling dispatch when people are swerving on the road, that kind of thing?
And we get those calls a lot, called ready reports. And if you call in and you have a concern about the way somebody's driving, call in to dispatch. We'll get a deputy on it as quick as possible. We'll pass that information, if it's on state highways, along to Highway Patrol. So if they have someone in the area that we can get to that area quickly and see if we can get somebody that's impaired off the road. So yeah, that's a big part of it. I'm glad you brought that up, that other drivers that are out there, certainly, you know, we may have two or three deputies on the road, but there's hundreds of other drivers that can be looking for this kind of stuff and reporting it as well, and we appreciate that.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.